It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chop.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guy.
Hey, good morning. Welcome. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. And, boy, summer's in full swing. There's a lot going on. The schedule, if yours is like mine, filling up, man. Everybody's got something fun to do on the weekends, and they just ain't long enough. So we appreciate you tuning in, spending a minute with us, and learning about how to create some grill envy in your neighborhood. I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, thanks, Jop. And Conrad, welcome to the smokiest show on the airwaves. And I'm happy to be a new grandpa one more time. We finally got a grandson. His name is Misha Alexander.
Cool.
And a funny story of the Misha thing is my son Alex was my first son, and I had a favorite friend in high school who was a foreign exchange student from Yugoslavia, and his name was Misha. And the other one was from Finland, and his name was Juha. And those two guys were well, they were very close to me and a couple of my buddies.
He didn't choose Juha?
Well, I always liked the name Misha.
Sure.
Juha was very funny. Misha was a serious dude, but Juha was hysterical. And for a Finlander to be hysterical is quite rare, I think.
Right, yeah.
But,
yeah, I know. I've worked with one here for about 20 years now.
Yeah, but I am hysterical. So I wanted to name my first son Misha, and my wife being, you know, the prim and proper girl, she's like, no way. Well, years ago, I told my son Alex that I really wanted to name him Misha when he was about 14 or 15. And he goes, wow, that would have been such a cool name. And he never got over it. So him and Jordan are very close. And so when Jordan had his first son, he really liked that name too. And so he, in honor of his brother, he named him Misha Alexander. So it's like the total hat tip to his big brother. And
cool.
The kid's going to have a charmed life, I'm quite sure.
Yeah, right. No, that's awesome. Good for them.
Yeah, it's fun to have
a healthy baby boy. And
fun to have
good.
A few more tallywhackers in the family. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get it. Yeah. So you've got four granddaughters and a
Five granddaughters. Yep. Yep. One grandson.
Son. Right.
And plenty more to come, I'm told. So we'll see.
Yeah. Good for
you,
man.
We'll see. No pressure.
That's an exciting thing.
And it's fun.
Yeah.
Thought we would do chicken out if you must.
Yeah.
A little chicken this week. And we're going to talk about chicken in a bit. I don't know that I'll be doing any chicken in the next few days. I'll be playing chicken. I got a catering agenda that's wicked for the next 2 weeks, and
I do as well.
My daughter and her husband are moving. They've sold everything from their house in Knoxville and they're moving to New York, so they're going to be staying with us until about mid-August. So we're moving in the twins and of course my daughter and her husband, my son-in-law. And so we're going to have a busier house again right off the bat. So I'm going like crazy doing the food and trying to finish up my deck so I can make things safe for all the people that'll be there next week.
Little peoples.
Yeah.
At that. Yeah. You know what? Messing with a deck this time of year, I think there's a whole lot of people that do that.
Let me tell you about it.
I got to jump on it. Yeah, that's right. Working where you do, I'm sure you see a bunch of that. But I got to jump on it and got her done. But it was a week and a half of solid work to get it done, and I don't have the interruptions.
Did you have to do?
I had to clean it all down. I had to repair some railings, and then I had to stain the whole thing. And so all
you
of
stained
that,
it?
Yeah, I did. Well, yes, I guess it's a stain. It's clear.
Okay,
but it's a sealer.
Good.
Yeah,
but that's what you always want to do with womanized wood. I didn't know that. See, when I put my deck in, it was probably 91.
I don't know when
90,
this one's in, but it's old. I mean,
and
it's old.
They didn't know anything about womanized wood. You know, you try to get advice. The best advice I got was look at the grain of the board and arc it so that it cups down.
The cup is up the arc is down.
The arch is up.
Yes.
But now there's this thing called the camo grip, and it's a device you grab your board with and you set the screw in. It screws the board down from the side of it and pins it in like it does for the synthetic decks. And what you don't do is you don't penetrate the face of that board that way.
Right.
And of course, all the boards I put down originally were all
screwed right through the top. Yeah,
and they made it 30 years.
You know, Bob, that device you just talked about is made right here in Grand Rapids. Company called National Nail in Grand Rapids makes that. I know that from my history with the lumber company.
Huh.
But yeah, yep, right on 28th Street.
I know who they are.
Yeah. So, but anyway, yeah, but it's cool. That thing went national with them for them. It's a really cool tool. And if you've not ever seen one, stores are all carrying them. You got to buy the right screws, but it feeds a screw right in the nose of the thing, so you can't go wrong.
Yeah.
It's a super cool.
When you're doing everything by yourself, especially.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly.
Which but I'll be doing again this weekend.
So some of you out there, some of you out there do what I did and just keep the same configuration of the deck, but just spruce it up.
Right.
Right. Others of you are probably going, you know, I want a little grilling area over here, or, you know, I want a little of this or that. And that's when it takes some design. It takes some thought and a pretty healthy budget because this stuff ain't cheap anymore.
Well, and I'm going to get on my favorite horse again. Make sure you plan in a roof. It took me way too long to get a covered grilling area.
Yep.
I threatened to do it year after year after year, but, you know, when you got kids and house and businesses and all this stuff, it's easy to put it on the back burner because the front burner is usually what has to feed the family. And the next one is what the wife is really bugging you about because you want to get her off your back. And you can't get all that stuff done and then make you happy because you got to be done by hunting season.
Right.
And come hunting season, ain't none of that getting done
right.
in my house.
Right. And, you know, I like you, I have a roof over my grills. Not all of them. I keep some of them in the garage. I just don't have room for all of them out on the deck. But the three that are on the deck are under a roof, and it does two things. One, it keeps them cleaner, but two, it also lets me grill year-round regardless of the weather. I'm standing out of the weather, and the grills are out of the weather, and they function a lot better. If you're getting rain or snow on your grill when you're trying to use it,
its
effectiveness goes way
down. When I brought
my
Cambros over to your garage and put them in your garage, that there's quite a collection of hardware back there. And you've got a small deck area, so you've got to keep them all in the garage and then just pull them out. Is that what you do?
Yeah, no, I cook in the garage. You know that.
I know you do.
That's against the rules, by the way. But I roll them out so they're under the eave of the garage. But no,
he's a slow learner.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I'm not worried about buying any more equipment this year, although I've been looking at one of those big griddles, you know, that Charbroil.
Right.
Has that big one with a Teflon-coated grill. And, but I figured out I've got this great big, you know, I've got enough grills, and I've got this great big camping griddle, and I'll just use that for now. Because
set it right on top of the gas grill.
I just don't use a griddle that much to have to worry about another piece of real estate getting taken up.
Yep, and that's just what it is because it's on rollers, on a cart, right? I can move it around easily. But it does take up real estate. You got to store it somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
And it's beside the pellet grill, and it's beside the pizza grill.
And there's a good thing. You know, there's a good tip for if you are going to put a roof over an area, make it a big area.
Yeah.
Because trust me, it'll grow
right.
just like your family will.
And the other thing is you got to have prep area around the grill. You can't stack three grills side by side. You got to have some room to set trays with food and meat or whatever on them.
I can show you that you can stack five right around each other.
Yeah. Yeah.
But there is a table in there too.
Right.
So,
yeah,
you're
exactly.
Right.
You got to have a table. But anyway, so that segment went by just like crazy. But
so pertinent.
This is what happens with the grilling guys. You get two guys together that got ideas, and then they start swapping them. And before you know it, 10 minutes is gone. And you got to say, well.
And no Bloody Marys or anything.
Nothing.
See, we did this totally, you know.
It's bad.
Just on caffeine.
It's very bad. But
there's always a substance involved.
Right. But. Coming up next, we're going to talk about the fuel that you have in your grill, whether it's gas, wood, you know, if you like charcoal. I have an interesting briquette versus lump charcoal conversation I had this week that I want to relate to you because I think a lot of guys maybe could benefit from that. But anyway, you're listening.
So once again, we're not following the show plan.
No, but well, you do kind of because in the next segment, you want to talk about fuels.
No, but, no, but that's okay. Yep. Hey, you just take over and
I've done it before and I'll do it again.
The show.
The show's a lot better if I do it. All right, you're listening to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.